Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them, and they were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and who all were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of the God for the people of God.
A couple of weeks ago, and if you were here last Sunday, you heard me talk a little bit about this. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I went to Costa Rica. A lot of rainforest in Costa Rica, and we spent quite a bit of time in nature. Part of what we had planned is rather than you know, spend a lot of money on, you know, hotels, Airbnbs, things like that, we rented a camper van. That was a wonderful experience. Let me say that a little bit differently. That was a wonderful experiment that didn't go as planned. We learned that we are not camper van people. But it caused me to think, especially anticipating you all spend some time in overnights, don't you? In nature, in the wild, with the sounds and the critters and the darkness and the uncertainty. I'm curious to know if you've ever had an experience, maybe even one of your first times in an overnight, where you didn't quite feel like this was for you. Have you ever had that experience? Where maybe you felt like it was too dark. Maybe you felt like that rustling in the nature was not for you. Like whatever critter that was making that kind of sound was not something you wanted any closer to you. I wonder if you were learning a new skill, whether that was about creating a space that was livable for a night, or some other skill that you would undertake in nature, and it was a new skill, and you just felt like you couldn't ever master it. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like that kind of overnight experience is just dark and overwhelming, and it could never be a good experience? Ever. Have you ever felt like that? And then, perhaps sometime later, whether it was an hour later or a day later or a month or a year later, did you look back at that experience and say, "Yes, that went exactly the way it should have gone"? Have you ever had that experience? Me too, friends, but it wasn't in the camper van. I feel like that kind of experience in nature, number one, is beautiful. It's lovely. Nature is, for me, nature is a place where I can be free of the distractions of the world and even the technology that I love so much. Be free of those things so that I am more open to the presence of the divine, that I can receive that sense of presence more fully because I am less distracted. I want to be careful to say this. I don't believe that God is any closer to us in nature. I believe that sometimes we need to be free of all the things that distract us so we can perceive the God who is already there. I feel like those moments in nature for me are one of those. Now, the reason I asked you about those overnight experiences is really because it mirrors our text. Peter is a fisherman, Simon Peter. He's likely been fishing all of his life. But what we read in the text is that he spends all night on the water fishing, and it doesn't go as planned. And don't we know how sometimes a night in nature doesn't go as planned? This is how it is for Peter. He spends his night on the water, and it doesn't go as planned. But that's when Jesus shows up. Sometimes, and I hope we have all experienced this, sometimes the right voice with the right words shows up at exactly the right time. I wonder for our scouts how many times a leader's few words can reframe an entire experience and help you see it in a new way. Maybe that leader says something. You know, one of those times that somebody says something, it's like totally obvious, and you're like, why didn't I think of that? But when you were in that moment, you just couldn't see it. But for you who are in leadership positions, whether you are legal adults or you are leaders of a younger age, I wonder if you've ever had that experience where someone younger, someone who doesn't have the experience that you have, says something profound that teaches you. And sometimes you hear something and you're like, that couldn't possibly be correct, or that couldn't possibly work, and then it does. And you learn a new thing and have a new experience and have that mind-opening and mind-altering circumstance. And I suggest that Jesus does this for Peter. Jesus doesn't show Peter a new skill. He doesn't say, okay, well, you got to tie the net in this different way, or you got to. There's not a new skill necessarily for Peter. But I would suggest that Peter is invited to look at fishing in a different way. Yes, Jesus says, just cast the net in a different place. I don't think that's a new skill, but I wonder if Jesus is inviting Peter to go deeper. Yes, Jesus says, cast into the deep, when Peter's been casting in shallow water. But I wonder if Jesus is asking him to go deeper. Peter listens. In fact, I would suggest that Peter risks trusting. And he begins to see his world in a new way. Our scouting friends are learning to go deeper into the world, to see the world in new and exciting and vibrant ways. When you are out in the wilderness, when you are among animals and trees, you see that those are deeply integrated ecosystems. You see them in new ways. You likely see one another in new ways as you learn to cooperate, to learn from one another, to teach one another, to see that you too are a deeply connected and vibrant ecosystem. Indeed, as the world, we are a deeply connected ecosystem. And a night in the woods isn't just darkness. but it's a time to learn and to grow. Jesus invites us into that same way of going deeper, that same way of deeper sensing and deeper seeing. And I wonder if you, each one of us, if you can think of some circumstance in your life, something that you've done 1,000 times, but perhaps you can look at it more deeply, look at it differently, see it from another perspective. Friends, isn't this why we got out of our comfort zone last week? How can we see the same things that we've done 1,000 times in a new way, from a new perspective? How can we go deeper? Because for some of us, friends, faith and spirituality is something that's easier to just keep on a surface level. It doesn't challenge us as much if we keep it on the surface. It doesn't push us as much if we keep it on the surface. It doesn't change us as much if we keep it on the surface. But when we go deeper, when we take that faith, that spirituality into ourselves in a more profound way, when we open ourselves to receive that spirit more fully, when we allow God to go deeper into our hearts, as we go deeper in our faith, that is when transformation is particularly possible. Peter thought fishing was just fishing until Jesus invited him to see it in a new way. And I wonder, friends, whether you are here for the first time, or if you've been coming and a part of this congregation for weeks and months and years, I wonder if discipleship might be more than we've ever imagined. I wonder if following Jesus is bigger, riskier, and more life-giving than we have ever imagined. Friends, we're invited to go deeper. We're invited to go deeper, not necessarily so that we can find all the answers, but perhaps to accept that faith isn't about having all the answers, but an openness to seeing the world in a different way. Jesus takes the ordinary and invites us to experience it in an extraordinary way. Peter fished his whole life, but Jesus helped him to see it differently. Maybe we can see the world differently by going deeper, risking being changed. May we know this transformation.